Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Ian Botham is a cricketing legend. 14 centuries and 383 wickets in Test cricket and a place in the ICC Hall of Fame. Both his mum, Violet, and his dad, Les, played cricket at their home in Somerset, and on leaving Bucklersmead School at the age of 15, the young Botham's only dream was to play for the county. He made his Test debut in 1977, finishing his Test career 15 years later and being recognised as one of the greatest all-rounders in cricketing history. Since those heady days, Beefy has become recognised for something else, though, his indefatigable charity work. After visiting a children's ward at a hospital in Taunton and realising that many of the patients had only weeks to live, he's walked and walked and walked in the name of leukaemia research. Over the last 23 years, he's raised £12 million. He's been given the OBE and is the holder of many records, one of which is making a century and taking 5 wickets in an innings in the same Test match 5 times. But which records will he choose as his inheritance tracks?
The very first song I can remember was a Beatles track, and it was From Me to You. If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I remember my mother walking in one day and caught me with the coat hanger playing the air guitar, and it's still there in the back of my mind now. No, I can see the coat hanger here. I don't think I'm going to be playing it now. And keep you by my side. I got lived for long to kiss you. Well, my father was an interesting character. My father was in the Navy, and he encouraged me in sport a lot. My mother was also a gifted sportswoman, but my father, I think, represented the Navy in 4 or 5 sports, of which soccer was probably his best. And I know that Bolton offered him a contract to come out of the Navy, but in those days, to show you how things have changed, he was better off staying in the Navy for his pension fund. So my father was naval, my mother was, she was a dental nurse, keen cyclist in those days. She came from the West Riding of Yorkshire, Bradford Way, and my father came from the East Riding, and that's my roots back up north. Like a heart that's also true. My mum and dad, actually, I don't think were that bothered about music. I think they were more outgoing. They used to run me around to play cricket. I don't ever remember the radio being on music-wise. I remember it being on sport-wise. You know, I think my mother used to enjoy things like the Black and White Minstrel Show and things of that, or I can remember watching on our little television at home in Yeovil. So, no, I don't really remember much of a music background. I'm being tone-deaf and had to mime in the choir when we did Songs of Praise. Yeovil was a film, Songs of Praise, and the choir master came up to me and said, "Actually, just mime, Ian, will you?" So there you go, that's how good I am. And keep you by my side. I'm not going to even attempt to sing it to you, because believe me, people will be turning their radios off, there'll be multiple pile-ups, there'll be all sorts. It takes me right back to my solid memories. You have fleeting memories as you go back, but that sort of period was when I was probably, what, 6, 7, 8. And when the Beatles came on the scene, I think it was the world changed, didn't it? I mean, they changed music. And it was interesting. You had a contrast. Mums and dads liked the Beatles as youngsters liked the Stones. I think that it was a great time to grow up. I think the music revolution was on. Have I ever had another go at air guitaring? The answer's no. I didn't have a very good go all those years ago, nearly 50 years ago, so I don't intend to start now. No, I am to music what King Herod was to babysitting. The thing I would pass on to my children, my grandchildren, and being in sport and doing these marathon walks, whenever I need to fire up myself, one of the greatest pieces of music, I think, is the 1812. like the Beatles, like the Stones, certain people will stand the test of time. And the 1812 for me, if you really want to get up and wind yourself up and build yourself up into a frenzy and you want to go out, whether you're playing rugby or whether you've got an exam to do, I think that's one of the great pieces of music. Now, I never had a problem motivating myself. I mean, just to go out on the sports field, I used to think, well, think what I could be doing. And here I am, I'm lucky enough to be earning money playing something that I love. Admittedly, in the early days, it was quite tough financially. I got married young, which made life a little bit tougher for us. But what a great way to make a living and still to be involved in the game now. It's fascinating and I love the game and it's to be involved is really nice. One of my earliest memories, and I still laugh, and I think it's quite amusing, that I remember at about the age of about 12, I'd just gone to Bucklersmead Secondary Modern. The careers officer came round, and we all had to queue up outside the library, and you got called in one at a time. And I got called in, and I sat down, and he said, well, hello, Ian. He said, what are you thinking of doing when you leave school? I said, I'm going to play sport professionally. Yes, yeah, we'd all like to do that, but what are you really going to do? I said, well, actually, I'm really going to play sport. And she looked at me, and she said, well, you can't do that. And I said, look, with all due respect, you have to have an object in life. You have to have a target. And I want to be a professional sportsman. And I think I'm very lucky. I think I've got an ability. And that's where I'm going. And it ended up almost being an argument. You can't do that. Well, yes, I can do that. And in the end, the headmaster intervened. And he said, look, you come with me. And that was the last time I saw the careers office. The reason I went to cricket and not soccer, and I remember Bert Head, the Crystal Palace manager at the time, and Palace were a good side, and Bert Head was very keen for me to go down there, and I went for trials. I came up on the train with my mum to Lords, because my dad had to work. They said, yeah, we'd very much like you to come up. In fact, we've got about 3 weeks to go to the end of the season. Would you like to come up and have a feel for it? And I said, OK, well, can we let you know tomorrow? And I wanted to go back and talk to my dad. And I went back and I saw Les, and I said, this is the situation, what do you think I ought to do? He said, well, I'm going to be honest with you, Ian. He said, I think you're a better cricketer than footballer. And that was it, decision made. Thank goodness I listened to him.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.